Isn't that a precious story? I think I've seen that probably 10 times, and I cry every time that I see it. It's a small, brief moment of time. Lynn told that story about meeting her husband, Neil, and it really was a moment when they shook hands and that he didn't even remember, and yet was so significant in her life and how God used it in her life, and I love that. And weren't you engaged by it? You know, there's an emotional tug. You're kind of like, what's going on here? Oh, I can identify with that. Wait a minute, I want to know a little bit more. That's what stories do for us. 8 years ago, Jim Singleton challenged us to go deeper in our Bible study. And that's when we started the inductive method. And that was a big leap for a lot of us. It was hard at first, but we persevered. And frankly, Lamplighters do Bible study real well. This is the next challenge, to go deeper into our spiritual life, to grow as disciples. And this fourth section is just a tool for doing that. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you some practical ways to get started next week, because I know you're sitting there going, what in the world? Okay, we've listened to Lynn's story. Set aside 20 minutes or so. Sit down, take a couple of deep breaths. I needed to be reminded of that today because I never breathe on Wednesdays. Okay, take a couple deep breaths, relax. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what your connection to the Scripture is and what story He wants you to tell. Don't be surprised. And then, after you pray that, be still and listen. Pay attention to what comes into your heart and your mind. And it may seem a little outlandish. It may be a song. For me, the most outlandish thing would be a YouTube thing. I would know that was from the Holy Spirit because I wouldn't ever think of that. It may be a piece of art or a poem or a word in the text or a story or a picture from your childhood or a person that you've known. Jot that down, whatever it is. If it's the grocery list, write it down over here so you can dismiss that from you so the distraction will go away, okay? And then go back to that little list that you've made of the things that the Spirit brought to your mind and pay attention to what is odd about it. Because that's probably where the Spirit's moving. You need to explore that word or that thought. You can write, you can not write, you can draw, you can do a collage, you can do something on your iPad. Whatever creative expression comes to you is fine, as long as it expresses how you feel about that connection you've made to the text. Okay? Remember that the point is to see God at work in your life, in the lives of others. You're not telling a story just to tell a story. You're telling a story to learn who God is and who you are, and you see the patterns in His life, and those will pretty quickly become clear to you. Now, you may get nothing. Relax. Relax if you get nothing. You've still had 20 minutes of sitting still in Holy Spirit space. And what a blessing that is to most of us. Now, I'm going to go back to the application, you know, about the meal I'm fixing for my friend, the lasagna. I was sitting back there thinking, Jen, why are you thinking about your mother's lasagna? You haven't had that in like 25 years. Why are you thinking about the lasagna? And so creating the lasagna was spinning around in my head, and I thought, okay, that's weird. Let's just sit here and think about that. So I'm sorry, I apologize. I missed a lot of what y'all said. What I realized was that lasagna was made on special occasions when my mother really wanted people to feel at home and when she wanted them to linger around the table. Lasagna, to me, is a physical representation of the invitation to the table that Jesus Christ extends to me every day. I would never have gotten that if I hadn't been thinking in terms of telling a story. So don't be surprised at what the Holy Spirit does for you in this particular section. Next week, I'm going to give you all some guidelines about how to talk about it in your small groups. So just go home, do your lesson, take a shot at this fourth section. We're all going to learn how to do it together. And right now, I want us to take 20 minutes, so everybody won't have a chance, 20 minutes, at your table and share your favorite family story. Oh, somebody's laughing over here. Okay, you've got a good one. I know. And I'll call you back together in about 20 minutes.